themselves. Eckers didn't bring other than realization to Mr. Waite that his own client, Mr. Tipps, was spouting off lies and misrepresentations as truth from such as Green et al. And ladies and gentlemen, you won on truth, fact, uncovered coalitions, and that from evolved uncovering of these people in point. I need to tell you something else. The judge in point had received word that this case was going to be made a national spectacle, and he knew the court could not stand the public scrutiny. It was going to be exactly that, as extra and local television would turn it into a Scopes mess. The very courtroom itself would have to be vacated to find space for the public and press, and Judge Wallace did the only thing he knew to do to stop the steamroller. He had to sacrifice his own integrity to stop the monster. Let us be kind, even to that one which appears to be so grossly in error. Dharma would have been brought to cameras and destruction of our very last shreds of privacy and security. I better change the tape.
I think they did us a favor anyway. We can now know that we can have at least 3 more months of papers. So they didn't accomplish what they would like, and that's shutting you down.
And Judge Wallace did the only thing he knew to do to stop the steamroller. He had to sacrifice his own integrity to stop the monster. Let us be kind, even to that one which appeared to be so grossly in error. Dharma would have been brought to cameras and destruction of our very last shreds of privacy, and security would be sacrificed on an altar of publicity and carnival attitudes. Let us count our blessings, settle down, and consider God's ability to make lemon pie out of sour grapes. Now, an example of how to win friends and influence people. E.J., send a note to Waite and recognize him for doing his appointed job. It may make you feel like a traitor to your own self, but I promise you that it will be the most profitable one move you could make, for integrity always wins respect. Share your total disappointment in the betrayal by Tipps and recognize Waite's position of having to defend such incredible lies and distractors. Do not allow festering of any kind of resentment, for it disallows positive thoughts, and flow sometimes of those positive thoughts present ways to accomplish the first task you had in mind, bringing the culprits to the public notice. You believe in God? Then, friends, isn't it time you started to trust Him? Take an enemy and make him your friend and champion, and you have gained untold value. However, remember something. Keep your friends close, but keep your enemies even closer. But you claim you just couldn't believe your own attorney was selling you out? You couldn't believe that others attached would sell out their own selves and your projects for themselves and evil corruption? Yes, you did it. You did know it and simply denied it. It was for the lessons learned and offered. So stop the silly self-flagellation. There is no room or time for hate or revenge in our programs or programming. Being human is unacceptable, for all intent must be toward being better humans. You must be example, or God cannot use you. And friends, Dharma grew up during these confrontations and nitpicking slime tactics. When asked about Hatton, or Aton, as the case is, she simply spoke right up and said, God. Note, our new attorney had nothing but respect for her and for me. No church, no cult, no bother, no extremes. Simply God as guide is sufficient. Ridicule stops when truth is presented without silly explanations and excuses of some kind. I am a bit sorry over some things, however, and one is that the opposition was using so many copies of the Liberator and Contact as to put our paper all over the map. Well, we have to continue as best we can, but again, it was ordered that this case be shut down, and so it came to pass. Believe me, this is a better show and tell than all the clowns in play at the trial circus of what had come to be some month of trial delays at some $3,000 per court day, not to mention other costs and expenditures required. Judge Wallace shut the thing down before any further damage can be done to the Eckers, so don't count your evil wolves before the fact. He deals in time and money, and in that very cause, he did the right thing as to decisions. Threats and demands are not, however, worthy methods of protection under the law. And yes, indeed, he went home last night feeling he had done a grand and generous deed to the Eckers, who he knew had fought long enough, and he ensured they won. Count those blessings, Sheilas. Nothing is as it seems, and by that I mean nothing. We have a wonderful trend. Correction, goodness. We have a wonderful friend coming this afternoon, and he is coming with some new information to share on the IRS activities. We are blessed indeed with such willing participants. However, in that line of thought, I need to cut this writing off, and we can discuss the cases in point here a bit more fully on the tapes of the meeting. We are not going to dwell on these things at length, for there is much to do. Walk in beauty, my beloved students, for anyone can walk in the ugly mire of the swamps. I won't take time this morning to share 2x6's thoughts on this matter, but he is right on in observations of upward climb. We have only just begun. He speaks of the stolen gold case and the banned journal case. Well, both were going to have been dumped into this case in point. I will tell you right now, readers, we are going to win those cases as well. We can rewrite books, and we don't even need consider even a tiny portion of the contents of any one of those silly writings come before. We are going to really talk about God and cosmos. Correction. Are we going to really talk about God and cosmos and stolen gold? You can't even imagine the gold in your futures. These things are the classes offered in our university, students, and our process of security, knowledge, and protection classes. You have to know how to protect that which you have, lest you have learned nothing worthy of having. If you can struggle in the midst of a 10-year haggle, can't you be patient a bit longer for the unfolding of God's perfect plan? If you want more while you are waiting, go forth and learn a trade, get a job, do whatever is appropriate for your abundance. Do not sit on your assets waiting for me to take your journey for you, for I won't do it. Fill the interim gift of time to accomplishment and readiness to assume your responsible slot in the plan unfolding. Remember, God turns not from you. You continually try to turn from God, and He lets you succeed in the effort. Live your life in such a way as to ensure that you need no petitions for forgiveness or apologies. That is arriving at joy with God. I think the term used there on your place is grow up and get a life. Not bad for insightful recognition, but make the life worthy of the perfection Creator gifted unto you. God grant you the ability to see how things are and beyond how they seem to be according to your mood of the moment. Salut.
Thank you. Nobody, not me, nobody told you this was going to be easy or that there would be no thorns on your roses. If we were going to teach you that, we would have a church and you could come on Sunday morning, possibly even buy a little piece for your soul, for your tithes and donations. It requires a person to have discipline, to want to go and hear a little bit about truth. But you see, just hearing about truth is not enough for you. Even for you who think it's enough for you, it isn't. Because after all of your years, whether they be long or short, you have finally cornered a little piece of purpose. And there is great joy in our spirits today to realize that something has been ended in such a way that there is a living guarantee of delivery of the settlement amount and into a qualified place where it can be protected against the ones who want to put liens on it. In other words, it will go immediately into an entity from whence loans have come to keep this thing going. You don't need to bury yourself in security. You need to trust God. You need to trust God and yourself as having some mature capability of perhaps furthering that which is big enough to allow us to do some very major things. And you can tell that you're going to have to do them mostly offshore somewhere else. Everything that we have learned, each corporate structure has been moved against in every way the enemy can find to bring against you. And everything has stood. And it's not been easy. It's not been easy in Nevada. Within the very organization that sets them up, you will find the thieves. Within your own little grouping, whether it be employee circle or family members, they don't mean to destroy you necessarily. They're just trying to make a place for themselves in an insecure world in order that they can make a little more or grab a little more from you simply because you have it. You've earned it and they want it. You could not purchase this kind of education. And because you've walked through it, you will not be careless. You will have learned, and sometimes it takes 3 or 4 times, and you want to kick your fanny, and you want to say, oh my God, I did it again. Well, what makes you think you're perfect? The rest of us had to learn. Don't try to be God. You are God. And you're experiencing in a human format and you're going to make errors. It is the learning that is important. So that by the time the mission hits its peak importance, not fame, importance, you don't have to think twice about how you manage. And I experience my own people. Always a toss-up. Will we move into security for ourselves for change? Because I'm so tired and I just want to be free of this for a little while. And then I see them willingly just go and figure a way to put it in the pot so we can go a little bit longer, this time trusting that we will make our necessary accomplishments. The very way to lose the other cases where there is value involved is to not need that value. If you don't need it, what the hell with it? Let it go. It isn't all right. It is not all right for David Overton and his memory who can stand by me and kick my shins. It's not all right to disregard the intent and gift of a man's lifetime. And yet I know that it's easy to give in. And I was proud of EJ. He wasn't going to do this yesterday. By God, I will not settle for this. And here's Don Rhodes. I'm going to help you not settle for this. When it was obvious you were going to settle or go to jail. for contempt of court. You've been there before, haven't you? Well, that was even going to get thrown into this case. But everything they were throwing into the case was making sure your side won. What idiots! What absolute idiots! You see, this is the way a gang of little boys are. I am so big and we're gonna... And now, when it's put up or shut up time, you can't even find them. George Green heads for Japan to be gone during this period of time. They're having to ask for an extension in Nevada in his own case until he gets back from Japan. Well, how nice. He can get back now. He's off the meat hook for Derso. And we often have to wonder, is that figuratively or literally? With Green, it's figuratively, run away and hide. With Russell Herman, it was hanging on a meat hook in a warehouse for 3 days. And if any of you think that I am going to back off of my commitment to Russell Herman, think again. I am not going to back off. Was his conceived idea conceived in purity? Of course not. He was working with George Bush. I'm going to let him work with a George that's worth his time. And that's me. You're in serious trouble, world. This mess in Mexico is going to blow you out on this hemisphere if it isn't brought under control. The lava from these volcanoes are flowing some places not 6 inches under the surface. This was being discussed a little bit before your meeting. It's serious time. It is serious time. Well, is there time to do anything? What else do you have? What are you going to do in lieu of the fact that you don't maybe have time? Quit? Stop? I don't think so. And most of you don't even know what to stop from. Doesn't seem enough just to put out a paper each week or do a few writings or whatever you perceive that you are doing that is unimportant. You have the most important job, no matter which one you're holding, of anywhere on this globe. And we're not going to give up our journey to this point. And some of you have stood in front of those judges, and some of you have spent your time in jail. And when you can say it was not wasted time, I learned from that. I won't make that mistake again. You will grow. And no, EJ and Dorma don't have to be politicians. Rick doesn't have to be an international courier with his neck on the line all the time. But during this period of time, some of us have to do things we really don't want to do. But you're going to find that each time you step out there from now on, you're going to feel so much better about yourself that it's going to beat those phony firewalks and pole sitting. This makes the difference in a world, in a civilization that is ready to blow up. And ones don't want to face it. You make an error in 1988... in your speech. Do you hear me? It is 1989, even by your phony, lousy calendars. You've already been off 8 to 11 years, so you're already in 2007 to 2011. And there's nothing special about the Indians, Lakota, Chumash, or Hopi. They see because they remember. And they try to warn you because they know the signs. But you don't want to listen. You want so much chaos and frantic racket in your heads and in your minds and in your world so that for a few minutes at least you don't have to face it. When actually the very confrontation itself of the truth and of the fact makes you feel whole and at peace and proud of yourself. That's what good self-esteem is about, feeling good about your choices. And you don't have to always win to be successful. Now I want to turn to an unpleasant topic. And before I dump this on another, I want to discuss it. I want you to heed the address on this. And on the envelope itself, there is not truly a name. They give you some silly nonsense. And then, of course, you know that the name is not correct. On the inside, Bookholder, Lewis Bookholder. But for some reason, he has chosen to use this label. Now, this party is in Pennsylvania. We have heard from this party before, because some of you out there are kind enough, good enough, to make sure that this party gets information. And many things are dropped off at his location. He's a sick, sick person. And I'm going to make this statement before we even share this. I want you to listen, look carefully at this address, and if you find him on the list for the paper, take him off instantly. If you have been responsible for seeing to it that there are distributions of the paper or any writings to anyone, check your address list and make sure not one more item goes to this location. And if you have been in the area where this man resides, take a copy of this letter. If that man has a family and children or any other ones in his household, take this letter to the social services or police. He is not safe around children, especially. And I'm asking that Dr. Young do an editorial for the front page of the very next paper. I want the letter reprinted in its form. These are the things that must be blocked. These are the reasons that your earth is in such misery. And it's not all right. Let us not feed this insanity. Somebody give him a microphone and these two items. And I'm sorry to do this to Ed. And if you need to pause, just take a minute.
Amanda, do you want me to read this letter?
I sure do. Loud and clear.
It won't bother me. I've seen many more than this. If I had a fireplace, I'd at least have a good use for them.
No, this one's going to hurt you.
May 21, 1998. The salutation here is Spaced Out Commander Hatton. It's misspelled. I told you I didn't want your dog shit rag on my lawn. You didn't listen. Now I am going to make you an offer you won't want to refuse. Today I bought five little parakeets. They will live here safe and happy. But the next time your dog shit appears in Chester County, Pennsylvania, here's what will happen to those nice little sweet parakeets. I will take one of the parakeets and stick a needle in each eye. Then I will twist its wing off. Then I will hang it by the neck with a thin cord noose until its frenetic motions suffocate it. To show you how serious I am, I'm going to mail you the tortured body. Its face will show you the suffering it has endured. Its blood will be on your hands. And each time your dog shit appears in Chester County, another bird will be taken out of its cage and given similar treatment. Think of it, you little pissant. Pleasant dreams, Lewis Bookholder, Jr. P.S. Check my name out carefully, and you'll see if I am the kind of a guy that makes jokes. That ought to be an easy task for a world-renowned history scholar like you. And that's the end of the letter. No, I wouldn't give it. I'll do what you want, Commander, but I wouldn't give it the dignity of a reply.
I understand what you're saying.
I don't believe in wasting the front page of the paper on something like this.
Trust me.
Okay, I will.
This man means what he says. Whoever is getting this information to him needs to cease and desist. And the only way that we can reach whoever is anonymously sending it to him is through the paper. And then we will never mention it again, regardless of the consequences. I agree with you wholeheartedly not to give it publicity, but we have no other way to reach this party. And I'm speaking of the party that is distributing the paper. This idiot will do exactly what he has said he will do. And then he will move on to larger things like cats and dogs and babies. Don't push these kinds of people. They are sick, and their families, especially if there are children involved, you know there is abuse, and it's not all right. And we will have none of this dumped on us. We will tend it once. And we will do what he wants, and that is to ask that he stop being a recipient. This is a hard time. I don't object when people are angry. This party truly objects to anything we write. He has chosen the Star of David as his symbol, but you can see he's not Jewish. He isn't even shrewd enough to spell things correctly. And he is so terrified of God, he intentionally misspells. You see, the more evil satanic beings will not correctly even confront God. It's not in their ability to be able to speak the word. And these are the ones that will give their entire brotherhood a common type of, well, that's just a Jew, for instance. That is just a Jew who objects to historical discussions? No way. This is an insane mind that would even think to hurt something else. To frighten who? Commander Hatton? Oh, I don't think so. There have been more sacrifices made on this globe than five little helpless parakeets. But to even think in these terms is unthinkable. And this would be the one that would lead the march in favor of the ones from the Holocaust. I don't think so. And I wanted it on this tape, and I would like for you to read the address onto this tape. Whoever is seeing to it that this party is getting a copy of this paper must cease.
Well, the envelope of this letter says tacit contact. It's addressed to Mr. Hatton in care of contact at our P.O. Box 27800, Las Vegas, 89126. The postmark is Southeastern PA, and it was postmarked 22 of May in 1998. And as well as I can read his handwriting for the return address, it says the Bell Society for the Right. And on the first line, Bell Society for the Right, 142 Sky Way, S-K-I Way, or Ski Way. Then it looks like the third line is Doe, D-O-E Mountain, M-T-N, Doe Mountain, P-A, 19478. I'm from the other side of Pennsylvania originally. I'm not familiar with any Doe Mountain, Pennsylvania, but there could very well be such a place.
Well, check it out. And I'm going to request to all listeners who might come across this and all readers who will come across this, do not, I repeat, do not think you're going to help this man. The very title that he has put on the outside of that envelope is satanic. It might not make any difference to you now in your own mind, but I'm telling you it is right out of Satan and satanic worship. The bell gives you the first clue. Don't try to correct this man. Don't shame him. Don't do anything with him. That's what he wants. Ignore him. And stop attending him. And I would like to end that there. What shall we talk about happy now?
We have a church arriving, Commander.
I would like...
Angel Michael, very good writing.
We certainly need it, don't we? All of us need it.
It's very timely with respect to Rick's writing this week and what you've been talking about.
Thank you. Share it with us. My gratitude is so great to you ones who have just continued to make this a fine, fine paper.
This is from Lord Michael and was received earlier today. It says, "Good morning, my friend. It is I, Lord Michael, of the Archangelic Realms. I come as a messenger of truth, sent by our Father, the One Light, Creator God. It has been a while since we have last communed in this manner. Allow for the energy to balance and settle. We are thankful for yet another opportunity to share in this manner. Your world is truly on borrowed time. Many a great soul has made this fact possible. They have done so out of great compassion for you each, so that you would have the opportunities that you now have to experience. Look at your current challenges and be thankful for the opportunity and the opportunities that they present to you in terms of inner growth. Each challenge presents a unique opportunity to learn something about yourself. Every time that you feel frustrated about a turn of events, know that the frustration comes from within and is trying to tell you something. Learn to recognize and appreciate the experiences of life. There are no chance happenings, and with the proper point of view, you can see good in all of life's experiences. You are never a victim, for the experience alone, whether it seems either good or bad, will always have the value of experiential growth. I have come to remind you all that there are great unseen forces, but quite perceptible forces, at work this very day in order to ensure that God's divine will be done. There is complete balance in all of his plans. Be assured that his plans include you. There are no mistakes made on his part, and if you are reading or hearing this message, then please know that it is meant for you. We of the hosts of God have said to you once, time and time again, that these are grand times in which to be experiencing. Do not dwell upon the seemingly negative impact of life, for these injustices will be balanced by great redemption if you but allow for the grace of God to flow naturally and uninhibited through you. The physical play of life that you ones are now experiencing is exactly what you need so that you can prepare yourselves for the next step forward in your consciousness as a being. All experience is connected in some way to achieving this basic goal, growth of the soul. The physical experience is quite temporal and thus tedious to the participants. Ones are almost always trying to speed up the clock in terms of sequence of events, all the while complaining about not having enough time. This paradox of thought causes unneeded internal pressures that could be avoided by simply remembering the larger picture of why it is that you are there in the first place. Time, as many of you now perceive, is changing. Those of you who can look 20 plus years back in your own conscious memory will know that something has changed. There are ever increasing demands upon you, both mentally and physically, and yet there seems to be less and less time to address these demands. Be not frustrated by these perceptual differences. They are for very good reasons, and not all of which are naturally occurring. This is to say that there is great electronic bombardment that is specifically targeting the physical body and keeping it in a semi-conscious state. Many of you can relate to experiences of great emotional and physical trauma, such as being involved in an automobile accident. But remember, there are no accidents, where your perception of time slows down and events appear to happen in slow motion. What has actually changed? Your consciousness shifted more fully, if not completely, to the present moment, and thus you are able to take in all of the details at 10 to 100 times your normal rate. Now, if ones can cause you to defocus your thoughts, the opposite will occur, and you will find that time just seems to slip by. These electronic devices are tuned to very specific frequencies in order to interact with the natural brainwave functioning in such a manner as to cause you to lose your thoughts. This defocusing mechanism will cause ringing in the ears of most people. The ringing itself will cause a conscious distraction, but be assured that there are other effects to the mental and physical due to these unnatural electronic manipulations. The electronic mind control is beginning to backfire on the ones who are attempting to enslave you. These controllers are attempting to get you to change your thinking in many areas simultaneously. Since the majority of people are too mentally scattered to notice, they simply go on believing that nothing has changed, and thus they will not realize that they have been enslaved or that the United Nations now runs the United States. This results in the lack of respect or fear for the authority of the would-be rulers of your planet. There is never the element of divine balance within the plans of those who wish to manipulate and control others, no matter how elaborate or sophisticated these ones think that they are. This is why they will never win and that God always wins. God's plans have a perfect balance to them, wherein everyone who participates wins. There are no losers. God allows for an unbalanced condition, for they provide exceptional learning opportunities for the individual as they search for that which will restore balance, and more importantly, find and understand that which the out-of-balance condition in the first place. I, Michael, am credited with having done battle with Lucifer and casting him out of heaven. I simply demanded of him that he maintain a certain level of high-frequency emotional ethics. When he could no longer maintain these standards of vibrational ethics, he was, by his own hand, forced to leave my presence and find a match for his frequency vibration. I was simply exercising my right to maintain my own high-level standards. I would not lower myself to his level. My actions stood as example to others in the archangelic realm, and they too demanded high-level standards. and thus Lucifer and those who would not allow for their frequency to raise were cast out by their own hand. Let not the misperception of the biblical accounts let you come to the erroneous conclusion that he was forced to leave. He left as a result of his free will choices. Likewise, you each can demand that only high frequency energies be allowed within your space, and the dark ones will leave. For we of the higher realms will always show up when the true heartfelt petition comes. Note well, the heartfelt intention is important here. We will gladly lower our frequency to meet you partway when the intention is sincere. When we show up, they leave just as they have always done. This is the basic mechanism behind space clearing and why it works. Please know that we can assist you ones in overcoming the effects of the electronic bombardment if you but clear your space and call upon the Lighted Brotherhood for assistance. We will come and offer focus if that be your desire. When you can focus upon a goal most directly and deliberately, then there will be a greater efficiency in your use of time. When you focus with goodly, that is godly intent in your heart, there will always come an answer to your petition for assistance. Let not the distractions of the physical environment keep you from connecting within to higher source. Keep always the larger picture in mind and learn to appreciate those experiences that cause you to feel frustration. For the frustration is begging you to look deeper within so that a greater can be recognized. I am Lord Michael of the archangelic realms and biblical fame. I have come so that clarity to past misperceptions can be set to right.